Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for November 3rd. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz. For campus news this week, part-time faculty are on their fifth day of striking after beginning on Monday, October 30th. This was one of the most impactful days of the strike as 70% of classes scheduled for Monday are taught by part-time faculty. The next day, another closed-door bargaining session between the union and the college was held. Demands made by the union include healthcare, job security, small class sizes, course cuts, and financial transparency. Financial transparency from the college administration remains one of the top concerns for faculty and students, as one of the most prevalent chants from the picket line was for the college to open their books in reference to the financial crisis the administration declared due to the $20 million fiscal deficit. Senior film and television major Luca Antonio Jose said he feels uncomfortable attending his classes that aren't canceled.
I'm not really sure what I can do to help support or how I can keep going to class while this is still going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how this really works, really. I feel like I'm like crossing the picket line by going to class every day. Even I don't want to be feeling that way either.
Learn more about what students are doing during the strike in this week's Chronicle Conversations. How are you feeling this week, John?
Well, you know what? The strike is a pretty big deal. I don't know if we've had the opportunity to talk about this on the podcast yet.
I mean, it is crazy. I definitely sympathize with Luca because it does feel a type of way when, you know, you show up to campus and there's not really anything going on until you go to Michigan Ave and see the hundreds of part-time faculty, you know, making their voices heard one way or another.
About 100, I'd say, have been showing up to the strike each day. Yeah, it's, you know, we had a conversation in one of my classes the other day about, it's a media and social justice class. It's one of those big Chicago ones.
Oh, yeah.
We decided to just talk about the strike the entire class. And it's kind of tense right now, you know? I think a lot of people are very opinionated about this. And I think it's going to be important for us to sort of keep having conversations like this, you know?
Absolutely. You want to take us to the next story?
One of the main issues surrounding the strike is increased class sizes in the coming semesters. While the college is increasing some course caps, an independent Chronicle review of the Spring 2024 course catalog does not show significant enrollment cap increases across the catalog. According to the college, of the near 1,500 course sections offered for Spring 2024, 40% are seeing no increase in enrollment caps, and 15% are seeing a decrease. On the other hand, 45% of classes are seeing an increase in enrollment caps, half of which increased by 20% or less. The other half is above 20%. The average increase is 5.7 seats. An earlier email from Columbia President and CEO Kwan Woo Kim stated that mostly survey and foundational courses were targeted for increases.
I know one of the many things that originally attracted me to Columbia was the fact that it was such an intimate relationship between, like, teacher and student, small classroom, so that you get the best learning. And
totally,
that's definitely one of the main reasons why I decided to come here. And to see that, you know, disappear as the semester goes by, as things get a little tighter, it's just one of those things that you wonder what you could do to, like, make a difference and all that stuff. But at the same time, if everyone here is here for the same reason, there's only a so many number of seats, then you gotta just, you know, just roll with the flow at some time.
Totally. I see what you mean. All right, you want to take us on to the next one?
Sure. For Metro News this week, Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, was celebrated across Chicago this past week. It's typically celebrated by honoring lost loved ones and making sugar skulls and pan muerto. The Chronicle recently covered a Dia de los Muertos event by Student Diversity and Inclusion held Wednesday.
How do you typically celebrate Day of the Dead, Cosme?
Well, everything you saw in Coco John is quite literally real and some, because it's mainly just a day of remembering. I know my people back in Mexico, what they like to do is start at the very, very tippy top of the town. We live on the side of a mountain in Michoacán. And they build really nice floats with, like, the Lady of Guadalupe, and, like, Jesus Cristo and all that stuff. And then they walk behind this big float from one town to the very bottom. And then at the end, that's also where the cemetery is. So people will go light up candles, you know, bring their loved ones, some of their favorite foods, you know, conchas, pan de dulce, all that good stuff. And they put up their picture on something called an ofrenda, which is kind of like a shrine. And yeah, just take the day to remember, share good stories and all that good stuff.
Very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that'll cover it for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thanks for listening.